When Congressman Frank Ginta goes out knocking on the doors of Independence in Manchester, his political backyard, most everybody knows who he is.
Good morning.
Hey, Congressman Ginta. Hey.
How are you doing?
Hey, Gracie, you want to meet a congressman? This is Congressman Ginta. Hey,
hi.
How are you doing?
But that doesn't necessarily mean that every door that opens has a smiling supporter on the other side, which is the case with Gus Emick.
Unfortunately, I have to say this. I'm voting for your opponent because, not it's not as much about you as personally as about the Republican Congress in general. So
Emick's frustration with the gridlock in Congress is what Democrats are banking on this election season, and Carol Shea Porter's campaign is no exception. The tactic so far has been to call him extreme and obstructionist, mostly by linking him to the Tea Party.
Tea Party Congressman Frank Ginta voted for billions in cuts to veterans programs.
As a voice for the Tea Party, Congressman Frank Ginta voted to gut the program that's helped our families for almost 50 years.
But even as the Shea Porter campaign tries to tie him to the House of Representatives in voters' minds, the Ginta campaign may be trying to obscure what has traditionally been an advantage, incumbency.
Frank Ginta, candidate for Congress, running against Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter. I'm running to end the broken culture of Washington, improve our economy, and get Granite Staters back to work.
That was a robocall that the Ginta campaign ran in August and again just a few weeks ago. There's nothing inaccurate about Ginta calling himself candidate Frank Ginta and his opponent, Congresswoman Shea Porter. But an uninformed voter listening to that call might think that Ginta was the challenger and not the other way around. UNH professor Dante Scala says that's the point.
You know, if a congressman could get away with running against Congress, this would certainly be the year to try and do that, given how very unpopular Congress is these days.
Not that this is a new technique. Scala notes in 2008, when Shea Porter was an incumbent running against Jeb Bradley, who she had unseated 2 years before, a mailer from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee walked the same fine line.
That mail, if you looked at it, and that alone, you would have thought Jeb Bradley was the incumbent in the district.
The first congressional district covers most of the eastern half of the state. It stretches from the seacoast to Jackson and North Conway and includes cities like Manchester, Portsmouth, Laconia, and Rochester. Over the past decade, it has developed into a pure swing district. It's one of only a handful in the country that has an even partisan voting index. That means its demographics predict that it will swing with the national trends this election. And the two candidates running here fit pretty neatly into the national narrative of a deep fissure between the left and right. For example, though Ginta hasn't been so enthusiastic about the Tea Party this election, they were certainly key in pushing him into office last time around. Here he is at a Tea Party rally in 2009.
This is America. This is grassroots effort at its finest. You all should be congratulated for standing up for your values, your rights, and the responsibility that we all have as Americans to tell our leaders, stop spending our money.
Yeah! Ginta has been pretty representative of this year's freshman class of legislators. He was staunchly in favor of the Ryan budget and for repealing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. He also signed Grover Norquist's Taxpayer Protection Pledge, vowing to never raise taxes or eliminate deductions. He climbed through the conservative political ranks in New Hampshire as state representative, as a staffer for Jeb Bradley, and as mayor of Manchester, earning a reputation as a tax fighter as he did. His politics and his run for Congress coincided perfectly with the national trends, and he beat Shea Porter decisively by 12 points.
We are going to make sure that we retire the debt and deficit, and we're going to make sure that we actually start balancing our budgets for a change.
For her part, Shea Porter has a heritage that's equally tied to the forces at play in the Democratic Party as she became involved. She started as an anti-war activist, following the then-incumbent, Jeb Bradley, around the state demanding an end to the Iraq War. Here, she introduces herself in a video made during her first run for the seat in 2006.
Some of you may not know me, but I can assure you Jeb Bradley knows me very well, and I know him. Because for the past 2 years, I have been going to Jeb Bradley's town hall events, begging him, imploring him to please speak up for the people of New Hampshire.
Her fervor and willingness to speak up made her the darling of progressive New Hampshire Democrats and helped her beat her establishment opponent, Jim Craig, in the 2006 primary. And next, even more surprisingly, she won in an upset over Jeb Bradley, again pushed into office by a national trend. Anti-Bush sentiment.
We have shown tonight, as indeed we've shown for the past year, that working together we can make this change, that we can turn the direction of this country back to the place where we want to be. So I thank you.
Once in office, Shea Porter mostly stuck to the party line, though she and 32 other Democrats broke out and voted against sending more supplemental funds to the Iraq War in 2009. The politics of Ginta and Shea Porter are about as far apart as they can conceivably be. The Washington Post reported that they voted with their party leadership 96 and 98% of the time, respectively. The two disagree on basically every hot-button issue: healthcare, letting the Bush tax cuts expire, job creation, the fiscal cliff. And this has led to some spirited debates.
You have not been helpful to the renewable energy, but by
the way, this is my
time.
What subsidies are you talking about? No, what subsidies are you talking about?
I'm going to continue on my time.
It's just false. That's just
so
false.
So let me just say,
they do agree on certain subjects, namely ones that concern key voting blocks inside their district, like whether to build a VA hospital in New Hampshire and voting to protect the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard.
America, America.
Those are the votes that they both like to talk about whenever they're in front of such constituencies, like when Shea Porter speaks at the Portsmouth Rotary Club.
We have a lot of enemies around the world. We have to have a strong defense. That's the reason that I've been so bullish on our shipyard and so concerned about what's going to happen if the sequester comes there. We have to have a strong defense.
Watching this race, it can almost seem like they're reading from the same playbook, though they're playing from opposite sides of the field. And sometimes those efforts can seem like they're bearing fruit. Rotarian Justin Finn, an independent who voted for Ginta last time, allows himself to vacillate after hearing Shea Porter speak.
The military is important to me. I was born on Pease Air Force Base, so I come from a big military family. So the more I know about her, I think she's nice.
But really, just for a second.
She was the congresswoman before. She lost her job, and now she wants to be rehired. So I just want to know why we should rehire her, because there's not a whole lot of difference that she said today that wasn't back there, you know, a couple years ago when she was in office. So that's where I stand.
Yeah, that's the question.
So I would give, if it was today and I had to vote, I would give a slight edge to Ginta.
This week, a poll from the UNH Survey Center found Ginta and Shea Porter to be neck and neck, Ginta holding a slight edge that's smaller than the margin of error. If that holds for the next 2 weeks, the contest will come down to turnout, which is to say, who can energize the most voters on election day. And turnout, in a presidential year, is mostly driven by how many voters want to see Barack Obama or Mitt Romney in the president's office, such is the nature of running for office in a bellwether district. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.